On FM and DAB across Ashford.
Online and on the move on your smartphone.
This is KMFM with the latest news for Kent at 1, Joanna Earle.
Ministers have given the go-ahead to a controversial fracking scheme in Lancashire. The County Council have rejected the plan, but the decision was taken out of its hands for what the government called national importance. The company behind the drilling says ministers want more time to decide on a second application. Anti-fracking campaigner Barbara Richardson says locals have always been against the plan, though.
If you come here and visit the area, you will see that virtually every single house in all of the villages in this area have actually got no fracking signs. So the very, very strong public opposition.
KMFM News.
Investigations are underway after a river pilot died in an accident on the Thames in Kent. The Port of London authorities say it happened whilst he was boarding a cargo ship in Gravesend Reach just after six last night. Stephen Wolfe, one of the people trying to become the next leader of UKIP, is in a serious condition in hospital following a fight. It happened when the MEP was meeting other UKIP members this morning in Strasbourg. The current party leader, Nigel Farage, has revealed there was an altercation, but hasn't given any further details.
KMFM News.
Talks to try and avert 14 days of strike action by workers on Southern trains are underway. The RMT has been given until lunchtime to accept an offer over changes to who opens train doors. Walkouts affecting services from Ashford and Tunbridge are due to get underway next week. Paul Cox from the union says jobs and safety are at risk.
It's not just about doors, it's about a whole host of safety features that a conductor guard will carry out in an emergency. They're removing all of the safety features from the roll, and the doors is a small but significant part of that.
Despite reports in some of the national papers today, police aren't thought to be linking the death of a young man in Thanet with the Pokemon Go game. Two men are still being held on suspicion of murder after the body of 20-year-old Carl Gregory was found close to Westwood Cross in Broadstairs on Tuesday night. At kentonline.co.uk, you can read a tribute from his girlfriend who describes him as the most amazing guy.
KMFM News.
Youngsters who post videos showing them committing knife crime on sites like Facebook and Twitter could soon face harsher punishments. New draft guidelines have been issued, which also include handling tougher penalties to those caught carrying a blade. That's something former gang leader Junior Smart used to do. He says whilst the proposals could act as a deterrent, it also comes down to education.
What it starts with is conversation. What it starts with, you know, is sitting down with a young person and slowing the situations down and getting them to see how they immediately feel.
A former teacher from Kent has been charged with historic sex offences against pupils. David Harding from Hillcrest Road in Kingsdown Neil Deal is accused of several offences, including indecent assault. The alleged crimes are said to have been carried out at a school in Surrey in the late 70s and early 80s. The 79-year-old is due in court later this month.
KMFM News.
A Kent athlete who proposed to his boyfriend at the Rio Olympics has told KMFM he doesn't regret coming out and hopes he inspires others to do the same. Tom Bosworth finished sixth in the 20-kilometre race walk this summer. The 26-year-old from Sevenoaks announced he was gay about a year ago.
I think there were 54 open athletes at Rio out of 10,500 athletes or something. You know, the numbers don't add up. We need a bit more time. So many more have come out since London, and more people doing it, you know, will just inspire another one.
And Gemma Arterton's back in Kent to film her new movie. The former Bond girl who grew up in Gravesend has returned to the town to shoot scenes for The Escape. She's posted a picture on Instagram holding up a clapperboard with co-star Dominic Cooper.
KMFM Sport.
Football and Gillingham's game away to Bolton Wanderers in December has been moved because it's going to be shown on TV. With more on that and the rest of the sport this lunchtime, here's Nicola.
Well, the sides will now meet in the Macron Stadium on Monday the 12th instead of the previous Saturday. It'll be the Jills' third live TV game of the season with kickoff at 7:45. On to tennis, and British number one Johanna Konta's through to the quarterfinals of the China Open. She beat the Czech Republic's Karolina Pliskova in three sets in Beijing. Tomorrow in the men's draw, Andy Murray and Kyle Edmund will face each other in an all-British last eight match. And former England cricketer Rob Key says he feels perfectly safe in Bangladesh with England's one-day international International Series just a day away. Limited overs captain Owen Morgan and batsman Alex Hales made themselves unavailable for the trip because of security concerns. England are the first international side to tour Bangladesh since a terrorist attack in Dhaka in July. The former Kent captain says they've got a lot of protection there.
There are that many soldiers and police around. You cannot walk anywhere, especially in the hotel, wherever you are. I mean, they've thrown everything at it. So I think, yeah, at the minute, it feels absolutely fine.
That's the latest. Next update's at 2.
Read, watch and listen to all the latest news stories across Kent
at kentonline.co.uk.